Thursday, January 27, 9:45 a.m. Okay, so I painted yesterday. No, did I paint yesterday? No, I did not paint yesterday. I painted today. Working on the whiteness of the whale. And so I'm going to play with the darks and lights some more. I looked, the thing is, when you come back to a painting and you say, oh, yeah, I could do this, I could do that, let's try that. And sometimes it doesn't work and sometimes it does, But the one thing I always have to overcome is especially when I'm doing something that's very, that's trying to be representational in some way, is the application of the paint. Sometimes I think it needs to be so smooth and seamless that it kind of like weakens the paint. So I find the more I'm a little bit more aggressive with not blending things in so much, it seems to turn out a little better in some ways. Shall we say? When I mix stuff together, it comes there, it grays stuff out. And sometimes my paintings seem a little too gray to me anyway, when I look at them. So anyway. So let's see, what's the news on the righty news? I stopped watching the lefty news. They're just too far out. I mean, just tell me what's going on. Don't tell me how great something is, how it's great it is right now, and when I can see that it's not, okay? But anyway, on the writing news, it's coming out that the Biden administration has used our tax dollars to secretly, and this is secretly, mind you, ship illegal immigrants all over the country via airplane. They have video, body cam footage from a police officer who confronted contracted airline plane that was shipping a bunch of immigrants into some place in New York, Westchester, New York. He saw the plane landing and the airport was closed, and so he went to investigate since the police department was in charge of security for the airport. He wanted to find out what was going on. He confronted the people, and they didn't want to. They gave him. He asked for their ID. They gave him their government-issued ID, but not that they weren't allowed to give him the company ID of the company they work for. But basically, they were contracted by the federal government, and well, this is after the investigations and stuff by the news people. And the only way they got this stuff was through a Freedom of Information Act because they were trying to hide it. And the government has historically used this contracted airlines by the CIA to do clandestine trips and uses for airlines. So he the people they were talking to were just saying, no, we can't give you this because we're under orders not to tell you this stuff. This says, well, why is this being done in secret, basically? And he says, well, you just got to look at who's running this. This is the Biden administration that's trying to hide it. So that's the kind of shit that really kind of pisses me off, because like I said, it's just tell me what's going on. And again, there's people that will hate me for it, but Trump was at least more above board than these people are. They're definitely lying to us and trying to keep stuff from us and spending our money places where I don't really want it spent. Okay? So it's just going to hell in a handbasket as far as this country's concerned. The report was that last year, 2 million people illegally immigrated into the country. 2 million, or no, there are 2 million encounters, excuse me, immigrated into the country. So that's really a pain in the butt. I mean, 2 million people, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. And so my tax dollars are going to shipping them all over, and they're gonna apply for welfare. They can apply for welfare, so they'll apply for welfare, and then so my tax dollars are paying for them. Their kids go to school, so my tax dollars are paying for them, and they don't have green cards, so they can't legally work, right? So what's going on with that? Ah, boy, this is really a pain. Anyway, so I don't really like to think about stuff like that because it can just ruin a day if you let it. And I don't usually let it. I just kind of like say, okay, that's bullshit, and then just continue on. But I'm only voicing it because I need something to talk about, so you can hear what my viewpoint is as far as all this stuff is concerned. Okay, so I went for my walk yesterday. I'm gonna go for my walk again today. So that's why I'm stopping painting here. I gotta take the dog out, pick up his poop, and then I'll go for my walk. And I was planning on, well, yesterday was pretty busy, so the wife didn't get much sleep. She did one of my numbers and didn't wasn't able to fall asleep very well. So yesterday, I went grocery shopping by myself earlier, got all that done, and because we had an appointment to take one of our cats in to the vet, so came back, and about an hour later, I drove my wife over to the vet, which is not far from here. Just drove her over and dropped her off, and came back and waited for her to call me. So she called me, and I picked her back up, and after that, I went out and bought us some Chipotle to eat. And I tried their new non-meat chorizo. And it was like chorizo, but I'm used to not eating any Chipotle without any meat now, so I just wanted to try it since it was a pea-based, not a soy-based chorizo. And it turned out pretty good, I guess. So today, I was thinking maybe go over and buy some salmon or something. And we'll make that for dinner tonight. See how, give the wife a treat because she's always asking for salmon anyway. Let's see, what else can we got here? Yeah, so let me just finish this up here, and I'm gonna go deal with the rest of my life today. Have a good one.